Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps away. Make no mistake, this message is from the creative source, whatever that means to you. Channeling can come from many places and many sources, depending upon the filters, the veil, awareness, experience. But it all starts at the creative source. How the information gets to the human being in its purity, in its emotion, in its accuracy, in its joy, in its profundity, how it does that is up to the human being. And this is why you see so many variances, so many ways. My partner talked to me about the event he just gave you. There was a time when he wondered whether he was doing it right. He saw others who were able to stand up, walk the stage and not fall over, open their eyes. And it's not his way. He didn't tell you the time that he tried to open his eyes during channel and had to stop. And the reason was this. Part of his process is to know who's here, because I show him. I want him to talk to those who are here, not to seats, to hearts. And some of you know that, some of you feel it. And when he opened his eyes, what he saw were some of the brightest colors and lights he'd ever seen. And he had to stop. It took his breath away. It distracted him so much to see all the lifetimes and the faces flashing before him, to see distractions and energies in every single seat. He overwhelmed with the Akash of who was there. He knows better. You don't see him open his eyes when he's in the chair. It's his way. And it's my way. And so this partnership that we have shapes how he channels and how you perceive what he gives you. Channeling is a multi-dimensional interpretation. Spirit does not use human language. Spirit does not use human language. Spirit uses the language of light. Multi-dimensional, not linear. No verbs and adjectives, nouns, none of that, nothing. Spirit speaks often in metaphors, in quatrains. It took my partner years to make it look like there's a steady stream of English that is meaningful to you. He is still interpreting to this day, except now it's part of him. When he started, and there is a record of this, I didn't do anything different. I gave him the beauty of the messages, and it confused him. He thought he had to remember it and give it back as a human. He didn't understand the meld that has to take place. You have to be part of the creative source. He learned that part, but it still wasn't right. Long pauses would happen before the next sentence, where he was waiting for information that had already been given. His filters were in place. He had to understand, get out of the way. Don't think about it. Don't intellectualize. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I can remember the first time he got it. He hasn't told anybody about this. You don't want to. Because it shows his fear. It's embarrassing for a human being, especially a teacher, to stand in front of an audience and tell them how afraid they are. When he realized what he had to do, he was afraid. In order to be pure, he had to step literally into the wind of birth and death, the comings and goings of souls, and he saw it. He could see the light at the end of the tunnel, and he was afraid he was dying. He knew it. He could feel it. He knew that feeling. He died before. You all have. You know the feeling. And when it happens again, for a moment or two, the human body will be afraid, and then you will remember, and you'll celebrate. And the light will take over, and you'll know who you are as a part of the creative source. He had to go to that place and stand there and wait. I gave him a tether, silver tether, so that if he was pulled to the light, he couldn't go there. All he could do was watch. He felt safer, and the more he did it, the safer he felt, until this is where he wanted to go. A milestone was passed in his channeling career when he wanted to sit in the chair, and he was no longer apprehensive if I would show up or not, if there would be a message or not, and if it would be good or not. All he wanted to do is to get to that place where he was safe and he could see the light and feel timelessness, ageless. He could sense those passing through him who were both coming and going. Sometimes on his own, he would weep with the profundity of the system. That's where he is now. Oh, he knows what we're saying. He can feel what we're feeling. But he loves it where he is. Dear ones, can you be in love with this? Can you understand that this is part of you? This is part of who you are. Can you love yourself to the degree that you want to be in that same place? Perhaps not like him, but a place that is so sacred and so beautiful that you and your soul are one. That life and death itself are not that meaningful. That the wounds that you would normally suffer from those around you and their health issues and the family issues and the relationship issues and the work issues and all of those things meld into something that you simply work with instead of things that control you. And you sit in peace. You are that you are. There's more. Spirit speaks in metaphors now. My partner found this out. Almost everything means something else. Years ago, he asked me to be more direct. I told him I could not be in an older energy. For those receiving would not receive directness as directness. They would see it differently. Now I can be direct. Because you've passed the marker, you're here for a reason, the energy is shifting, and you're ready to hear it. It's about time. Spirit speaks in metaphors. There will be many you will hear for the next 3 days. Sometimes the channelers do not even know it. They haven't discovered it yet. It's not needed that they do. It's up to you. What do some of these things mean? I'll give you only one example, for it is not for me to tell you about them. You hear a number. It's a number that is even in ancient prophecy. 144. Often it's 144,000, way before Cryon. There was prophecy about the 144,000. I have given you information about a number called 9944. There are others who will sit on this stage telling you about 144 things. If you hear it, I want you to know that the number itself is a metaphor, not about what is represented that they would say. Even in ancient scripture, 144,000 didn't mean 144,000. That was channeled information. It was about the number. What is the number saying to you? In numerology, what does it mean? Let me just give you a hint. If you're here and you study that which is the sacred energy of numbers, you'll smile. Sometimes it's the only way we have. Giving you multidimensional information and having you interpret it into your language, which is linear, creates issues and problems. But when we give you the numbers, it's easy. 144 is a nine. Is a nine. When you see nine, especially here and now, it is the completion of an age. Nine. Things are wrapping up. In some prophecies, this was a scary number. Have you heard of the 666? If you add them up, it's an 18. If you add that, it's a completion of an age. It's not scary. It's not evil. It's a sacred information. You're closing an old energy, and with that old energy, there is darkness, there is evil, there is an unbalance, there is inequity. I'm not surprised that a human being would take the number and then place it upon an entity that was supposed to destroy everything. Do you see what I'm saying? 144, there's more in it. One. New beginnings. So you have the end of an age, and it could have gone either way. The end of an age. The ancients knew it, the end of the Mayan calendar, the end of the Toltec calendar, the end of the Aztec calendar. They all have the same calendar. Many indigenous thought talked about it. It's not new. It's nine. It's the end of the old age. It's the beginning, one, of the new one. The four, structure, Gaia, four. That hasn't been lost on humanity. They're using that and don't even know it with the 4-H club. Where did they get that? Four is the beauty and the structure of that which is around you, which is Gaia. It's earth energy combined with humanity. You have the beginning of an alliance with this planet like you've never had before. And if you put the 44 together, that is the new number that you are moving toward in the percentage of your DNA from 33, which was the master number. 44 is the new master number of the new human being, which will be revealed what it means when you get there. I'll tell you something. I'll give you a hint. If you take a look at 11, which is illumination, that's when you saw. When you take a look at 22, which is that which is duality, that's when you realized the battle from dark and light. When you look at 33, it was compassion. That's when you started loving each other. And 44 is going to be an earth at peace with itself and wise. 44. I want you to look at things differently, especially when you hear numbers. They mean things. There is so much to read into what you're being given in these 3 days that will not be spoken from the stage. All of this is for a reason. My partner runs these things by me. That's his vernacular. Dear Crying, this is what we're going to do. What do you think? I always say, what do you think? And he says, don't give me psychological talk. And I look at him and I say, how's it feel? Yes or no? What does the triad of your brain, your heart, and your innate say to you when you put this together, yes or no? Crying, is this a disaster? Should we not do this? Is there going to be conflicting information? And I said to him, love does not conflict itself. Love does not conflict itself. Love does not puff itself up. Love is gentle. Love does not give you one message and then take it away. Listen with love. Discern. And don't ask God if it's right, because you are God. Have a nice day. And so it is.